Every winter, slides bury roadways and threaten the safety of travelers. Also at risk are the avalanche control crews that head into the backcountry to fire explosives at snow-loaded slopes. But the wonders of remote control have come to avalanche mitigation. Jamie Yaunt, Winter Operations Manager with the Colorado Department of Transportation, explains.
Typically, CDOT, here at CDOT, we've relied on projectiles to do avalanche mitigation. This new technology, these VSIN towers, are remotely operated avalanche control system. So instead of getting a crew together and going out with something that can put a projectile onto a snow-loaded slope, these are remotely operated with a computer and a radio. But you're doing that from the comfort of your pickup or your office, and it gives us a lot more flexibility on when we can do this work.
You're installing this new system in known slide areas there on the southern approach to the summit of Lizard Head Pass. How is a decision made to manually trigger an avalanche based on conditions, observations, et cetera? And then what unfolds after that decision is made?
Sure, yeah. So we partner with another state agency, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, to provide avalanche and weather information for these mountain corridors. And those forecasters make recommendations to our CDOT maintenance crews about when we need to do road closures and avalanche mitigation. We'll plan ahead and get that road closed and cleared of any public or backcountry users or anything like that. And then we'll use these towers to detonate an explosives charge and trigger the avalanche and bring it down on our terms before Mother Nature does it. We try to have a piece of heavy equipment staged right there so that once those avalanches come down, we can do the cleanup operations and get the road back open. We can do this work quite easily. Once we get that road closed and cleared, the control work happens really quickly. And we can also do it at off-peak hours. So, you know, super early in the morning before the impacts of the traveling public trying to get to where they need to go. So we can hopefully do that mission, trigger the avalanche, do the cleanup operations, and have that road back open. And the idea is the traveling public didn't even know we were there.
Now, you've used similar avalanche mitigation systems elsewhere in Colorado, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But it's a first for Southwest Colorado. Might we see these expand to Highway 550, Colbank, Mois, and Red Mountain passes, all notorious for multiple slide zones and closures each winter?
There's other areas in the region that are good candidates to expand this system, and we are definitely taking a hard look at that. This first installation in the area on Lizard Head Pass is really to help us provide a reliable north-south corridor. When we're having a big avalanche cycle, typically the 550 corridor is under the influence of several avalanche paths. So for this first round of funding, we wanted to make sure we could provide that alternate north-south route. And going into the future, we'll be looking to develop, you know, more of these installations in the 550 corridor. But we are looking well into the future of trying to install more and more of this equipment.
The particular technology on Lizard Head Pass was developed by a Swiss company called VSIN. The name VSIN Towers you referenced a little bit ago. But you're using similar technology elsewhere in Colorado. How has it worked out?
Yeah, we're operating several remote avalanche control systems in Colorado. Same concept, remotely operated with a computer and a radio. We're at about 42 units in the state. Most of those are on the I-70 corridor, but there's some in operation on Wolf Creek Pass as well as Monarch Pass. But these are the first VSIN towers to be installed in Colorado.
VSIN's website says that more than 550 of their systems are in place in the U.S., Canada, Switzerland, and Norway, and now on Lizard Head Pass in southwest Colorado. Jamie, thanks for talking about this today.
Oh, likewise.
CDOT officials say the new Lizard Head Avalanche Mitigation System will be operational in mid-September. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.